Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Glad to have you with us. Hello and welcome to episode number 83 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell, and
Happy New Year.
We're actually recording this on New Year's Day.
Right.
2018, or is it 2018?
I don't know, but we'll have to be confronting that right away because of commercials that we do, and everybody has finance offers, so it'll, you know, something's going to come up with 2018, or it's 2018, I know it's going to be that.
Well, happy 2018, and I hope everyone had a great New Year's Eve and a lot of fun, and I hope everyone's feeling okay today.
Yeah, we started a new tradition.
We did.
For New Year's Eve, because we've had, I guess this would be for us, about 35 New Year's Eves that we celebrated together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been married 33 years, but we were a couple of years before that.
Right.
So a friend of ours had an idea and said, well, you know, we don't really do anything. We all have massive numbers of dogs and everything, so why don't we just go to the movies? Go to an early movie. So sure enough, 2:15 movie ends at like 4:15 or 4:30, back with the pooches, no worries about fireworks at night scaring everybody. It was great. It was really nice.
Yeah, we saw The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. It was quite good.
It was quite good.
Yeah, it's mainly a musical, so if you're not fussy on musicals, you may not enjoy it, but it was very well done, and it's certainly PG, so if you want to take the family out.
The kids seemed like they really dug it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what the neatest thing was, because we did go to a theater to see this, which is great, is that Hugh Jackman and the director have a little clip at the beginning thanking people for going to the movies.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of like when they do openings of movies in L.A. and they have like Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever come out
right.
to promote the movie.
For sure.
But this is kind of nice. So anyways, that is what we did, and we're excited for 2018.
Yes, we are. AdvertiseCast.com is where we can be representation from there. You go to AdvertiseCast.com and look for Wrinkled Not Dead, and maybe we can get something going together. Because that's what we do. We are in radio and television. We do personal appearances. We do all kinds of stuff, and we have been doing this for many, many, many years now.
For those first listeners, we have a company called Michael Bell Productions.
Oh, yeah.
And we do TV and radio commercials. We do any kind of advertising, any kind of corporate training, you name it, we do it, narration. And then we also have Wrinkled Not Dead, which is our podcast. And
which
if you could tell your friends and family, because word of mouth is the best way of advertising, the most old-fashioned kind of advertising, and the best.
WrinkledNotDead.com is our blog as well. What did we learn this week?
A big one you did, and this is for Apple iPhone users.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, there's been some, and everybody's heard about this, and why is this important to use? But you should know about it one way or another. Have this little factoid in your head. The Apple iPhone battery issue has become, just blew up in like 2 days. It was nuts. People were saying that their iPhone 6 or 6S, 7 or 7S was having difficulties with the battery. Not so much the battery per se, but that as the batteries age somewhat, the apps slow down. And here's the problem I had with the whole thing. I mean, everybody's saying, oh my God, these guys have built in this is going to not work after a while, and this is a terrible thing, and they should be whatever. Vilified for it, for sure. But to me, with any other piece of equipment we've ever owned, if it has a battery in it, the battery, after a while, a rechargeable battery, degrades, period. It just does. But here's the fix. I mean, they put a difficult position for Apple to be in. So Tim Cook and his cohort of merry pranksters decided to respond in this way, and that is to replace the battery for a reasonable price. Prior to the issue, a battery replacement for a 6 or a 7 would have been about $80 or $90. They're going to drop the price down to $29. So, okay, everybody's going to buy a battery? Maybe not. Maybe not. The fix, a patch, is going to come out in this month, the month of January 2018, that will help to indicate whether or not you do need a battery. It's going to monitor, show you a different system of monitoring, so you know that if it's affecting the apps that you have. Period. End of statement. Sounds like a good fix to me.
What I find with my iPhone 7 Plus is that it doesn't hold a charge as long as it used to. So perhaps it is one of those, the batteries. There's always something with going on with some of these phones or the technology.
Well, they move along so fast.
They really do.
You really don't get a chance to, you know, probably put in as much work as you'd like to before you release them. So anyway, that's what we learned this week. And if you have a problem, maybe the fix is going to be $29. How's that? So a major topic this week is patience.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. A whole
all
year
week.
Of this. Patience is a waiting person.
Quick, get on with it. Oh, sorry.
A waiting person is a patient person. The word patient means the willingness to stay where you are and live the situation out to the full in the belief and knowledge that something hidden there will appear. So what I hear in this is that if you are committed to an idea and you are patient, you know that that idea is going to blossom and go in the direction you eventually want it to, but you need to have patience.
Patience. Also courage and, I mean, a whole bunch
of ton of other stuff.
Yeah.
But I think
determination
the main ingredient,
patience.
Right, yeah. The main ingredient right now, though, is patience with everything, because things move so quickly that we expect a business to open or a podcast or whatever we're doing to go quick. Well, it takes patience.
It does. Okay, so we'll cover some more about that. We have a few examples, the usual stuff that we research for you every week, and I hope you enjoy. Rose and Thorn. Well, if we, again, as Jen mentioned earlier, if you are a first-time listener on this, the first day of a new year, welcome, and Rose and Thorn is two things. A rose is something good that happened in the last few days or a week. A thorn is something that, although may not have been as pleasant, we did learn from. So,
yeah, we made lemonade out of lemons.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be the hokey hour now.
I think it is. By the way, I want to say, if anybody here is snoring, it's not me. I have my mother's poodle that we have living with us now, Emma, and she's on my lap. So it's not me snoring, really.
She loves the show, though.
She does.
But does pass out.
We put her to sleep.
she gets a very nice rest during the podcast. So, okay, so I'll take it. My rose this week was having, it's difficult to do this, a holiday dinner with the God kids, Lauren and Michael. Lauren Everts, the Skinny Confidential, huge worldwide star. Her husband, Michael, her partner in crime, and getting them over to our place is always a pleasure, always so much fun, but takes an act of God to make happen. But it did, and it was magical, wasn't it?
It truly was. I mean, they're very busy right now.
They're hugely busy.
I mean, the Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast, is one of the most successful podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And so they're busy.
I think they have like 200,000 weekly followers.
That's
ridiculous
fantastic.
Numbers anyway.
But it was great. Fabulous.
Yeah, we had a good time, and I made pasta. And it was really good.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I know. It sounds simple, doesn't it, out there? It's not that easy to make decent pasta. Okay. So my thorn this week, and I ducked a good one, is I had a cold. But I thought, oh, no, because every year I seem to get one, and it turns into something not good. And this time I really followed everything that my wife tells me to do when I get into this situation. Get into bed, a lot of orange juice and fizzy water, that kind of stuff. And kicked the cold in 3 days or less. And I feel terrific.
Yeah, my mom said the only way to really get rid of a cold is to go to bed and drink plenty of fluids and eat well, you know, as well as you can, your stomach will. That's it. Get rest.
And your mom is 95, so she knows about
soon
colds.
To be 96 in February. So there
go,
you go.
Yeah, next month. Holy cow. So
I had a great rose.
Okay, what?
Lauren and Michael gave me this wonderful little box full of gosh, everything from calming sprays to face masks to you name it.
You mean cosmetic mask, right?
Yeah.
For the guys out there, it doesn't look like some, you know, ghoul or something. This
oh,
is something
I got
skin.
You. Yeah, yeah. It's all
skincare.
It's all skincare and relaxation. A relaxation
package. Girls
know
this, but guys do not always
correct.
Know
that. And so it's for my trip to Canada when I go in February for my revision on my glaucoma surgery. But in this box was a gratitude bracelet, a little gold-plated bracelet, so pretty.
It is.
And I really started to cry because it says gratitude on it, and on the box it says, remember to express gratitude and live by it, because gratitude brings peace and happiness and turns what you have into enough.
Count your blessings. Know that you will have more of what you were grateful for.
Isn't that wonderful?
Lovely.
So I'm going to put that bracelet on when I get on the airplane for my surgery, and I will think of this. So thank you, Lauren and Michael.
But you also have some other bracelet that your old friend, who's no longer with us now, Esther, gave you. And it's these kind of stones. What are they?
They're mother of pearl, and it's Esther Schwartz, my friend who passed away. So I always carry that, too.
And what does that represent? Is that like calm or peace or something?
No, just
friendship.
Friendship. Yeah.
Oh,
very
that's
nice.
Wonderful. I'll wear that one too.
Oh yeah. And now my thorn, chocolate addiction. You see, I almost can't even say it because I'm trying to get rid of it. Our wonderful neighbors, Lorenzo and Judy next door. Well, Judy made the chocolate cake and she makes this delicious chocolate bundt cake. And it was fabulous. And for any chocoholic, it is heaven, absolute heaven. And so we took it over to our friend's house when we had dinner, and it was ambrosia.
It was. She's been making this cake for us every year for the last 20 years.
So, Judy and Lorenzo, thank you so much. But the thorn being
the
is,
thorn,
I cannot stop. I have a chocolate addiction, and that is one of my New Year's resolutions starting tomorrow. No chocolate. So we're going to talk about how to break bad habits. Even though I love it, when you can't control it, you've got to stop it.
Okay. Well, we have a segment coming up, but usually it's a short one, but we'll take more time on it, about breaking bad habits. But for now, Jen's Health Minute. Well, back to my cold. Forget about the cold, but here's the outflow from that. Don't take the flu this year lightly, because there's been a few elements of the flu shot, and we had a whole big thing about this in an earlier episode. Should I get the shot? Should I not get the shot? Regardless, the outcome for those who did get the shot may not be 100% effective.
Yeah, they said one part of the flu, I think they said that we H1, but I'm not sure. So,
we're not doctors, so we don't.
No, but they said that was not in the shot this year. And in fact, we've known young people that have got sick and ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. So if you're not feeling well, get to bed. Don't push yourself.
Yeah, that's for sure. So do what I did, and maybe it won't turn into the flu or however it worked, but it's a tricky one this year. So that's Jen's Health Minute, and I hope it's of some use to you. Fun fact, and this goes back to your point about the habits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the biggest takeaway that I took about the research that we did on this. This was from a European Journal of Social Psychology study, and it said that it took about, on average, maybe your chocolate problem, 66 days to form a habit, like a good thing, like eating fruit instead of the chocolate.
Correct.
66 days. Okay. Or are we running for 15 minutes a day? 66 days. But in the study, the actual number of days ranged from, not 66, but from 18 to 254, indicating that it can take a very short or a very long time to break a habit. Isn't that cool?
It is, although
I've
heard the average is like 33 days.
Yeah, or 21 days,
odd like that. You know, more or less a month.
Yeah. So this kind of blows that away for a bit, but the study goes on to say, well, what do we do about this chocolate habit or whatever? The idea is to replace it with a more positive one. So if chocolate is your problem, then what is an alternative for you that you would enjoy? Can you even think of one?
Compared to chocolate, no. And when I think of that delicious cake, Judy and Lorenzo, no, there's nothing like it. It makes me feel so happy. However, I think I'd take an apple.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm going to try it.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Okay.
So they have a little trickster here, just in case. I don't know if it works or not, but try taking a large glass of water and eating a piece of fruit before allowing yourself to give in to the chocolate. So, okay, that's fine. Anyway, this goes on and on and on and on and on about things like, but it helps to know what's behind this. It helps to have your brain on autopilot for repetitive activities. It means that you're more likely to focus on new activities that pop up during the day. So that's like trying to replace the bad habit, the chocolate thing.
Yeah, like people who keep touching their face. My mother always says, keep your hands off your face. Because that's how you spread germs, you know, because your hands are everywhere.
Right.
And
you
particularly
get colds from around your eyes.
Keep them away from your eyes and all that. They say instead of, if you find yourself touching your face, touch your shoulders or your neck instead to try to break your habit from touching your face.
Okay. So bad habits are bad habits. So if you Google bad habits, it's stuff like nail biting and procrastination or swearing. Remember the people with swearing jars?
Yeah.
You throw a quarter into the jar? Okay. Speaking with your mouth full, all this kind of stuff. It does go on and on and on and on. And some of these things are very personal. Well, for some folks, it might be a bad habit to have extra sleep. For some people, it could be a luxury.
It just depends.
Yeah, it just depends. So here's another great takeaway. All right, so you have the chocolate problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say you have one other problem, two other problems, three other problems. Try to bust them all at once.
Yeah, I read a long article, quite a few articles about this, and they say, like, for example, if you're trying to quit smoking and drinking, for example, I don't, you know, drink much. I certainly don't smoke. You need to do them all at once, because if you keep one bad habit, it will lead to the other one. You'll eventually go back to the other bad habit. So for me, for example, I'm going to try to cut out sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to not drink any wine for a while. Not that I drank a lot, but just because I want to be, you know, healthy. I want to cut out a lot of starch, and I want to get back to the gym. So I'm going to do them all at once.
Okay.
Because I can't just cut out chocolate but have a glass of wine, because that glass of wine is going to make me want to have the chocolate.
You or like the folks, you know, the alcohol and the smoking thing.
Exactly.
I mean, I often wondered about that with Alcoholics Anonymous and all that. You'd go somewhere and we were doing a presentation or something, and there'd be an AA meeting going on. Whoa, I mean, the wall of cigarette smoke that came out of the, you know, I know, and they were working hard and they're doing their thing and all. But I thought, gosh, this is one of the things that people smoke, they drink. And also the galoons of coffee outside. Remember?
Exactly.
But so I get this whole concept of break everything at once. It can't be easy.
If you can. Now, obviously, if you find it impossible, and I know nothing about alcoholism, but if you're an alcoholic, then I'm sure you need to just concentrate on stopping drinking.
Well, I think the point of
forget about the cigarettes for a while.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The point of the research here was also that in this kind of case where it's an addiction, not just a habit.
Correct.
You need a lot of times you need professional help.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was a good thing, but here's there's some solutions out here, and of course these are modern day wrinkled not dead solutions, so they're going to be new and groundbreaking. But there's an app for that.
An app for everything.
All right. Okay. You want to drop the fries. You're going to try to get more healthy. Well, there actually are apps out there to help you out. Fooducate. It's free. And it educates users on the dirty details of what they're really eating, which I think is a clever idea. And just download the thing. And when you see a Twinkie or whatever, you can put the use the app to swipe a barcode, and away you go, and it'll tell you all the details. And then you can decide whether you do want that piece of candy or whatever, the Twinkie. I'm not going to denigrate the Twinkie, because it's been around a long time. People love them.
I know, those snow cones, remember?
And
they
snow
were
cones.
Delicious. I like this one, Eat This, Not That. It's, I guess, $4.99, and it's an Android app. And it will help sway you from eating junk food every time. When you feel like having cheesecake, plug into the app and it'll suggest a healthier alternative.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I love it. All right. Well, let's go the other way. So that's a Fooducate, Eat This, Not That. But what if you think, okay, I can live with what I'm eating, but I really want to make a difference in the exercise department. There's an app for that.
Oh, gosh.
Nexercise, which is a clever name.
I've never heard of this one.
No, me either, but it doesn't mean it's not great. It's free. Again, it's a free one. It gamifies your workouts, which I kind of like. It's now it's kind of a growing thing, too, isn't it? Like that. What's
Peloton.
The one for cycling? Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Peloton.
It's the when you spin
cycling.
At home.
Spinning,
cycle, yeah. And you can connect to other cycling classes all over the world.
I
think
know.
It's so cool. If we had money, I'd love to have one of those.
I know. Mm-hmm. I completely get you on that. But in the absence of something like that, you log into the app, you get actual rewards for this. You get in there and you churn out your X number of calories, and you maybe get a Best Buy gift card or coupons for fitness-related items like energy bars or something like that.
I think that's really neat.
I think it is really good.
Because it really connects you to the outside on something very personal.
Yeah,
you know,
and like it helps you to commune with other folks, but You know, the genius behind this is the Best Buy dudes.
I do.
They're smart enough to get on board and say, oh, yeah, we'll give you a $50 gift card if you can prove that you burned up 5,000 calories.
I think that's fabulous. Oh, you give something to get something, and absolutely. That's the way it works now.
Good for them. Good for them.
Now, tell us about this Edamondo.
Oh, okay.
This one I don't know.
I know, but it does create a social network. Edamondo. Endomondo. Sorry, I was saying it wrong. Endomondo. There.
It's a free app, though, I see.
It is for free. But it takes, and there are a lot of these competitors in this area, too. Your heart rate and how many calories you've burned. If you're putting off the workout, then it'll remind you or give you a jolt of electricity. I don't know. I don't know. But they found a way to help you feel good about what you're doing and maybe not so good about avoiding what you should be doing. So Endomondo is another one. And they go on and on. These are just a couple of examples.
But you know what I find, Mike, with the exercise, because we kind of got out of exercising, is that you're into it for about 2 or 3 days, it gets easier and easier. The first time's brutal, second time really tough, third time, ugh. And then the fourth time it kind of feels better.
Well, it's going back to creating a good habit. And if you go to the 18 days of 254 right. days, there is a sidebar benefit to this, and that's because those endorphins. So you're already getting a reward, even if it's
that's
after
true.
One day.
That's a very good point. And I always, and what I did, I always look in the mirror and I go, just stop it, Jennifer. Get to the gym. You can find time. You kind of talk to yourself. I know that sounds crazy and ooga booga, but you give yourself, this is what I want. Go out and get it.
Yeah, I know. Well, so that's good. I like that. But I do think that in addition to becoming, you know, feeling better almost immediately, again, it's still building a powerful, good habit with the exercise thing. And that's what our goal is. And after all, for me, it's free, for heaven's sakes. I belong to Silver Sneakers, which is for folks who have the right coverage in their health insurance. But it's free membership to all kinds of gyms. So what's their excuse, Mike? None. Zero.
None. And it's a Medicare thing here in the United States.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's other programs like that out.
Yeah.
But if you know what I'm thinking? If you do nothing, if you just have one New Year's resolution, mm-hmm. everybody, drink more water. Period.
Yes.
I think that's the number one thing, because it lifts your mood. It cuts your appetite. It makes your skin look better. It makes all your organs just work cleaner, better. It does so much. It truly is the magic bullet, is water.
For the first time ever, which sounds like an ad thing that we do, for the first time ever, yeah. I tried, and it was, I don't know where you picked this thing up, but there was a package of the carton of coconut water mm-hmm. in the fridge. Now, you hate coconuts.
I do.
But I love coconuts. But I just never bothered drinking the water. So I opened it up because its expiry date is in like a week or so. And it's delicious. And the sidebar benefit to that is that, of course, there's, you know, a lot. It's almost all water. But there's a tremendous amount of potassium in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, too.
And it's amazing. When you don't have enough potassium, you get really shaky and dizzy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Really? And also you get feet cramps.
Oh, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we're really kind of rolling into the whole patience issue here, because even touching on our desire to get into more exercise, we're going to have to be patient, because we're not going to turn into 25-year-old people who can lift their own body weight above their head, you know, that kind of stuff. It's not going to happen. Be patient with what you're doing and things will work out. But if we're talking about patience and rolling into this, maybe we should talk about cutting calories too.
Yeah, it truly is. Having a deficit of 3,500 calories in your diet results in about 1 pound of weight loss each week. And really, if you want to lose weight, and you'll have heard this on Tammy Lee Webb's last podcast, which was wonderful. They talked about...
It's deal about the body.
Yes, and they talk about really 1 to 2 pounds a week. Really, realistically, 1 pound a week is probably... real weight coming off, as opposed to water weight. So you have to have patience when trying to lose weight, and in particular if you're over 50, because our metabolisms run slower.
Yeah, it makes an infinite sense. But it makes sense until you are over 50 and you still look around at those young people and you say, I am going to go for it, I am going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you get hurt.
Well, it's true. You cannot compare yourself when you're 50, 60 years old to someone who's 25 or 30. Remember, ladies out there, I remember I'd go on a diet for a couple of weeks and bam, I'd be back down. It's just not that way. So you have to be happy. You have to have gratitude. You have to say, I'm really happy where I am, but, you know, I just don't feel comfortable. I can't get into those pants.
That's the major thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
The clothing thing.
Exactly. And so you just have to say, this is what I have to give up to feel this good. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's how much are you willing to do and perhaps give up to feel better?
Right. So how important is that feeling better?
Do you want the immediate good feeling, like
yeah.
of the sugar rush of that delicious chocolate cake? Yes, I did at that time. But then you kind of have to say, I can't keep this going. The longer good feeling is the feeling of healthiness and not being too fat to get into the slacks you already have.
Well, the patience part of this is one thing, but when we've, you know, lived a few years, you can also look at, you know, this is the holidays, you know, here it is, and I know it's coming to a close and everything, but enjoy the darn thing. You never know what's going to happen next year, and let loose a little bit with the knowledge that you will be patient and you will return to that good habit that you had into maybe February of last year that said, oh my God, I am feeling much better because I regained my mojo and went to the gym again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did this whole month of December. I thought, I'm just going to enjoy everything I want to eat, if I want to sleep in, if I want to not go to the gym. I just wanted to kind of feel all of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
feel
do.
How eating a ton of chocolate feels, or having, you know, a couple glasses of wine. And now I've kind of got it out of my system, and now it's time to get on a healthy track.
I know, but you're like that. You just turn it off. You're good like that.
Well,
you really
I
are.
Got that from my dad and my mom. They just, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Lucky.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about the drinking of the water and the burning of the calories
right.
and all. Okay. I think we've touched enough on that. Let's go to a whole different way of looking at patience.
Okay.
What about, and this is an opportunity for us right
yeah.
now, is that we are rebuilding our business, as we talked about at the very beginning of the show. It's one thing about what we've been doing in the past, but for now, we're forging a new bunch of skill base, shall we say. And that would be working on podcasting and blogging. So that, to us, is a new business. Wrong?
Correct.
That's good. Okay. There's an old axiom about this, building a business, and I'll tell you why it's important to you in just a second. The first year you lose money. The second year you break even. The third year you make money. That's an old axiom, and it's been around for a long time because it's relatively true.
That's when we first opened up Michael Bell Productions in 1989. That's
right.
Exactly what happened.
Exactly
what happened.
But nothing stays the same.
Never.
Nothing. So what I'm saying is that, well, why are Mike and Jen talking about this? Well, I'm going to expand on this idea of building a business to building a life again, rebuilding your life. Everybody can relate to this. Young, old, it doesn't make any difference. Think of yourself as a business if you're not actually redoing a business model. Think of yourself, and maybe you're a person who just was sadly divorced in the last year or lost a parent or guardian or somebody very close to you, and you're rebuilding your social network. These are all the same concept.
They are.
But this taking the idea of business is one way to look at it. So going back to our specific case, is it's been a struggle trying to learn stuff because we're older.
It's also difficult starting a new business with not a lot of money either.
Right.
And so you have to be creative, and you have to be even that much more patient.
Yep. You can't go, well, the idea of the article here is that you can't go in with too few resources. And if you do, you may have to fold up your idea after a while. You just have gas out and you can't do it. We're not going to allow that to happen. Even though we may have to do all of the functions of a new business all by ourselves, just you and me,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make it work because there are things nowadays that you can take advantage of. The internet is the huge monster, great thing, and we can all take advantage of it. All the people who are out there building businesses based on the internet are confronting the same challenges, and so you have some of the younger ones who can guide us. And that's been the way it's been.
Absolutely. Now, the thing about some of the young people, they'll say, like, for example, the Skinny Confidential,
mm-hmm.
it took her 5-6 years to really build that up and get it going.
Yep.
Well, somebody who's, you know, 61 or 66 or 64, whatever your age, you know, particularly if you're over 50 or 60, you think, well, I don't have that time. You know, that is precious. That's okay when you're young, but yeah. I don't have that kind of time.
In 15 years, this is going to be a great,
exactly.
15 years.
So maybe you don't go as big as that and you just do it, a little bit smaller. But who knows? You just never know.
You never know. And that's the most exciting part of
it. That's the beauty about this business. That's the beauty about doing any kind of advertising or being an actor or doing a podcast is your life can change with one phone call.
I know.
And that's what's exciting.
And often it is a phone call.
It truly
not
is.
Not a text.
Exactly.
You know.
And you just have to know that this is what you want to do. And you know what I think it is, Mike? It's not just even making money through a podcast. It's the people you get to meet. It's helping other people do podcasts.
Yeah.
It's Steal About the Buns. It's wonderful working with Tammy Lee Webb.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the things that come from the podcast. It's
the
not
tertiary
necessarily
benefits.
Exactly. It's not necessarily advertising on the podcast.
My $5 word for the show.
Exactly. It is just, and it gets it. All this new learning gets your mind going.
That's correct. We would, we're a lot better off doing our podcast. Even though it has, and the first question out of everybody's lips, how do you monetize that? Well, I'm not afraid to answer that question anymore because my first things out of my mouth is, wait, there are other things just as important as money. Credibility, number one. People look at you differently because you have a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've done 83 of them. 83 of them? Yeah. That's something, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Well, there must be a quality person in there somewhere because they're willing to stick it out, be patient, and through 83 episodes and keep plowing on. But one thing we did, I think, right, Jen, and I'm not, this again for all of our worldwide friends out there, we stayed small.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go into advertising and say, we want to build a studio and do this, and we're going to have equipment and that. We just bought what we needed to have or rented what we needed to have or went outside of our business to gain the services that we required. And I think for that reason, based only on results, we were able to stay viable through decades and then finally a big explosion of change.
And your brother, Ron, talked about in business is the black swan.
Oh, yeah, that was a great episode. By the way,
the black swan represents something that you would have never seen coming. And we'll give you an example. Our black swan is our biggest client and our friend died of a heart attack.
Right.
And it changed everything.
Right.
And no one knew this was coming out. This came out of nowhere. This gentleman was in great shape. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. He ate well. He exercised. He did
like
everything you could.
Yeah.
And bam, he passed away.
On the verge of opening a new business that we were all going to participate in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was our black swan. And those come out from anywhere. So you have to be prepared. Hence the reason why we stayed small. Because if something like that comes out of the woodwork, look out. Because you got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet.
Yeah. The idea that, we're all joining together again to reform a business, and it was so exciting, and we were already counting the profits. Fools that we were. and start to think about it in terms of, okay, now the black swan. What if we did have all that infrastructure, and God help us both, because we're both sensitive in this area, and we had a bunch of employees that we had to let go.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just horrible. At least if it's you and me, pal, like it's always been, it's just, we'll take it on. We'll take it on because we got the guts and the courage to continue to do it. But holy cow, am I glad that we stayed small when that happened.
Yeah, so what we're trying to say is whether you're doing a podcast or
you
want to lose 20 pounds. Or you're going to do a blog or you're starting a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Everything takes time.
Right.
And that you need patience.
Yeah.
You need patience for the time.
I hope we've been spreading this out enough so that you get the point. And maybe we're belaboring it now because the business, whole idea of the business thing is just the example. We want everybody out there to know, because this is our self-help category, that there is a business building inside of each of us for some reason or another.
And change happens all the time.
I know.
We talked about it earlier today. We just feel the change more because we're older.
Yeah.
But if you think back of when you were young, change happened all the time. You didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And it was okay. But I think that, there's expectations of people over a certain age to have the right car, the right look, the right house, the right this or that. And when you're young, you can be living out of, a
suitcase.
Yeah, exactly. And it's okay. Forget that. Just do what you need to do to make yourself feel good. Because you know what? we're all in it in the end here, you know, and yeah. we're all just trying to feel good. But the only way you can do it is with patience, with everything.
Yeah, with patience and perseverance and all the great things. I was about to say, circling right back, because when we got older, you know, in terms of acquiring stuff, that was a habit.
It was. Yeah, it was a habit.
You get in the habit of, oh, I don't care about this. Let's buy that.
Right.
It's a habit.
It is.
So when you know, the black swan swims into your pool in the backyard, and you realize the pool's got to go. That's bad habit, man. You got to break it.
And I'm telling you, that black swan comes into everybody's life in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And don't live your life being afraid of that black swan, because it will show up unexpectedly when you least expect it,
it's going to happen. So
live your life and enjoy every moment.
Exactly. Very good point. Time off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm hesitant to go back to all the thing about the Screen Actors Guild thing, except that they're the ones who keep loading it on.
There's been some fantastic movies this year. Just go out and see them. They're great. Yeah. From Three Billboards to The Darkest Hour to The Shape of Water to Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, yeah.
There are so many out there.
And we did see a lot of them, but our bucket was so full. I mean, literally, we had a grocery bag full of DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you start to look for, oh, who's in this one? Who's in that one? As the first thing. And by the time you get through that and you make the vote, finally get the vote, because there's just not enough hours in the day to keep watching movies. Now you go back and say, oh, my goodness, we missed this one. Because we didn't know anybody who was in it. It looked like it was a lower budget or independent film or whatever. But the good news about that, then there is good news, is that those people now will be on their way up. Once Gary Oldman, thank goodness, he will get, I hope to goodness he gets the Screen Actors Guild for Best Actor this year for playing Winston Churchill. But there's some smaller players out there in these wonderful little gem movies. Their turn will be next. You may not get the award this year because we just couldn't find you fast enough. But you will. You'll get there.
The caliber of
patience.
Movies that, yeah, exactly. The caliber of movies that are out there and coming up, Paddington, there's all these incredible
goodness.
Kids movies, but really for adults as well, are coming out. So this is great. But I have a great author. My friend Maggie told me about him. Robert Goddard, Goddard. And I'm reading a book called Play to the End. And he writes a lot of murder mysteries, but his characters are so full and so wonderful. Just check out Robert Goddard. You'll really enjoy his books.
Remember When. Well, this is a sticky one because we live in Southern California, and the weather here has been very moderate, very, very moderate. But elsewhere around the country, elsewhere around North America, all over Europe, it is freezing cold and horrible. But, hey, we didn't come from, you know, didn't just drop off a turnip truck. We were born in that stuff. And so I remember the cold, and I recall being a kid and delivering flyers living in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And we had a winter when I was a kid delivering these flyers that's as bad as it is this year, like minus 25, minus 30 degrees. And my mom would roll me up like the Michelin man in a bunch of clothes, and I would go out there and deliver these flyers. And one of the biggest memories of my life is coming in dressed like this big, giant monster, having delivered all my flyers, my bag was empty, and I came in the back door of the house, and I just laid on the stairs inside the house. And my mom opened up the door into the kitchen, and it smelled like chicken noodle soup.
Mm.
I thought I was going to die and go to heaven. So, I mean, it's cold, I know. But out there, you know, there's always chicken noodle soup. It'll get you through the day.
Yeah, I loved it when it was really cold. And now, we lived in California, too, but then we moved back east. And it was so cold, I remember the school closings, and we were so happy. And we thought, oh, great, we don't have to go to school because of all the snow. And my mother always made it so special. And so, you know, out of the snow comes a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And a lot of good feelings and a lot of good memories. So even though we don't have the snow here, we've got good weather. You guys in the snow and the cold, you can make some really cool memories.
All right. I got a quote, and it hopefully will mean something to you given the context of the show today. Don't cross the bridge till you come to it. Patience. You know who wrote that?
Who?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Wow.
1807 and died in 1882. Very famous for Evangeline, A Tale of Acadia, in out east where the folks were moved to Louisiana. Remember mm-hmm. the whole thing? I think we talked about it in an earlier episode. But he's one of my favorites, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Well, I have one on patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one you had in mind. Happy New Year, everyone. This is going to be a great year, 2018. And remember, have patience. It will come because we're all in this together.